Now, when you find you will find only two books in the Bible that are named after women. That's Ruth and Esther. And the book of Ruth, which come early in Scripture, was written during the time of the judges, where there were strong men who were priests and prophets, and God had a mighty hand on them. But now we hear the story of two women, one woman who was a Jew and the other one a Moabite, who lived in a land where false gods reigned. Elimelech has taken his family, Naomi and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, to dwell in the country of Moab, fleeing from famine of Bethlehem, Judah. And they go to this land of false prophets, this land of pagan worshipers. And there they find Lot with his oldest and his youngest daughter there. Lot, who committed incest with the two daughters, and out of that incestual affair were born two sons, Ammon and Moab. They were wild. The children were uncontrollable because of the sinful way that they were brought into this world. And in this land, children were sacrificed to idol gods. They would take red dye from the seashore and put it on the wrist of the people, the children that were to be sacrificed and their idol gods, in order to sway their gods during the time of pestilence and famine and evil for their own good. The youngest daughters, the youngest girls were picked from out of the crowd for temple prostitutes so that they can fertilize, so that the fertility gods can be pleased so that their crops can yield good fruit. That's how backward they were. And against this background, Naomi bring their sons, Mahlon and Chilion, to this pagan land. And you look to deepen this pagan culture. These two sons married two Moabite girls, Orpah and Ruth, from a land of false gods. Y'all read this story? And now the tide has shifted again. Elimelech is dead. Mahlon and Chilion are dead. And Naomi is left with these two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. Naomi says to them, you need to go back to your mother's house. Go on back to your father's land. Go back to your own country and find you some husband for yourself. But they were determined that they were going to walk with Naomi. Am I right about it? But back to the Bethlehem today. But Orpah, she thought about it twice, and she decided to turn back and go back to the land of her father. But Ruth has seen something in Naomi to make her cling to her. And the most beautiful words that are written in the Bible, in my opinion, came from Ruth. She said to Naomi, she said, don't try to make me leave you and go back. Where you go, I'll go. That's what she said. She said, where you stay, I'll stay. Your people shall be my people. And your God will be my God. And now Naomi is on her way back to Bethlehem, Judah. She's on her way back to the land that she came from. But time and circumstances had seen as though it was fair with Naomi. She left Bethlehem, Judah, a beautiful, attractive woman with a husband and two sons. Judah, she left home full, and now she's returning home empty. And the woman perhaps heard, the women there perhaps heard that Naomi was on her way back. And they started doing what most women do. They start talking. Y'all ain't never said anything. They start she left. But look at her.
Come on now.
She looks terrible. She ain't all of that now. She had some money when she left. But now look at her. She ain't got nothing to claim on her own. And Naomi gets near the city gates. And when they see her, they ask rather rudely, I suspect, is that Naomi? She didn't look like that when she left. Is that Naomi? And so she said to them, hold up now, don't call me
Naomi.
Call me Mari. Because the Almighty El Shaddai have dealt bitterly with me. The Almighty El Shaddai, meaning I went out of here full. And now I'm coming back home empty because El Shaddai, the Almighty, can do with my life any way he wants to. He is mighty. He's almighty. He's in control. And if he chooses that life should turn on me, that means that he got another plan for me. And those of you who are in the twilight of your years, I'm talking to them. And when you're out, you went out full, but now you're coming in empty. Life has turned on you. You got gray hair, and the steps are shorter now. You can't see as far as you used to see. Listen, the Almighty knows your name. He knows your circumstances. He knows what you are up against. Just know that he has his hands on you, even in your old age. So be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged. Young women, take a look at those old ladies who you've seen during the years of their life serving the Lord. You know, I'm a witness and the older saints can help me testify, watch this, that you don't lose nothing when you give your life back to God. When you give God your best years, when you're young, God will make you look good. And you're old.
Tell you that if a man ain't working,
not contributing nothing, trying to better himself and you. Listen to them when they tell you, when you come to church, dress like it. Don't come in your home. Don't come dressed like you're coming to the club. Listen to them now, young people. I'm very sincere when I tell you this. And I'm sure that they will tell you that I know the short dresses are in according to this world's standard. The Bible said that you are not of this world. In other words, dress like you are somebody. Somebody who demands respect. Listen, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with short dresses. But let it be short enough to be interesting, but long enough to cover the subject. Christian godly woman.